many words are in each episode?
That you sounds know? Ducky.
The closest without going over.
I can push that.
You can push what?
I can push it so that it right after you say instead.
It kind of did, didn't it? Oh, well.
Well, I mean, it's a multi-track recording.
I wasn't perfect.
I can slide the.
Is that TB saying peace out? Or
no, because I called out everyone in the chat room. He was just giving us a thing. You think that's the emoji for out?
No, probably
the
not.
Smiley face with shades.
Actually,
it
looks like the Ray Charles emoji.
I feel like peace out would have been the peace sign plus a rainbow or something, or like a gay flag, or because out, get it? Because they're out.
Is that racist? It's a yellow emoji.
Yeah, and you can't think of any blind people other than Ray Charles?
No. I can't.
Yeah, I don't know that it's racist. I think it's more like sightedness. It's like, the only blind people I know are Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder.
I know, and they're both black.
So I don't know of another blind person. What was that one? The Julio somebody that was blind?
I don't know. I know no blind people.
I mean, I know blind people, but not like famous. Like no, I could say I like, even... oh yeah, that's a real Brad Turner right there. But you guys don't know who the fuck Brad Turner is. He's just a guy that's blind.
I don't know any blind people currently that
who's,
I'm aware
who's
of.
Who's a famous blind? Oh, God damn it.
Nobody.
We should have said blind guy Jay.
Oh well, yeah, but he's not famous.
Oh, Ronnie Millsap. That's an old one. Ronnie Millsap. That was.
No, Ronnie Milano is what he's saying. Oh, Millsap.
Yeah, Ronnie Millsap.
I don't know Ronnie Millsap.
He was a country singer.
I mean, I've heard the name, but I don't know. Like, I didn't know he was blind. I wouldn't know him if I saw him at Walmart.
I think he's dead, so.
Well.
He would be the corpse walking around. And he would be the corpse walking around in Walmart. That would be, people would be screaming. You would know him from there. Let's see. Ronnie Millsap's greatest hits. Let's see.
I feel like saying Ray Charles is the opposite of racist.
Ronnie Millsap. There's because no getting over me.
It wasn't a black emoji. It shows that I don't see color. I focused in on the sunglasses. What is this? The color at all.
This is his biggest hit. I'm assuming he sings at some point. Oh my God, it's just a loop. Oh, this is a live recording.
You can walk out on me tonight if you think that
oh, yeah, I've heard this song
right.
I've heard this song before, yeah.
But darling,
there ain't no getting over me. Yeah, I've heard that song before. Have you heard that song before?
I think so. I think
wait,
I
while
have.
I was searching for Ronnie Millsap, did you actually utter the phrase, I don't see color?
I said I didn't see. Well, yeah.
Adam.
I did.
We all see color, Adam.
Well, not people who are colorblind.
Even they see shades of color.
Well, it's a figure of speech. I was focused on the sunglasses. Is all I was saying.
Okay.
Let's
see. She said Tom Cruise, you know, from Risky Business.
But it made me think of a blind person for some reason.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's see. I'm sorry. I will fight to the death on this one. There was nothing racist in that comment. I just picked out a blind person. And it happens to be that I only know two blind people who are famous, and they're both black. Here we are.
Do you know this song?
These dreams are made of cheese. Or something.
This is a male, not a female.
No, I'm not sure.
He's about to sing the title of the song right here.
Oh, no. I don't.
It's Corey Hart, man.
I don't even know who Corey Hart is.
Corey Hart was the boy in the box.
There's a actor, Corey something.
There's many Corey actors.
I think he died. He was in Stand By Me or something.
Yeah, that was Corey Haim. There was Corey Feldman.
But,
I wonder if Corey Feldman had a band, didn't he? Corey Feldman. And wasn't it like horribly gross? Like, yeah, this was Corey Feldman's big song, Adam.
Oh, I just realized this emoji that TB posted. It's an infinite loop of like taking off a sunglasses and having sunglasses underneath it.
Yes, that's not an emoji, Adam. That's a GIF. But it's okay.
Sure, I'm a boomer.
You interrupted Ascension Millennium for that. You weren't feeling Ascension Millennium from Corey Feldman?
I wasn't feeling it. No.
Wow.
Hey, do you know who Claire is? Saffitz?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Singer?
Bon Appetit?
No.
Gourmet Makes?
No, I do not.
She signed with an agency, so maybe. She quit Bon Appetit because of all the stuff that happened. And it made me sad because I really liked her show and I like her in general. But there was an article, I don't know if it was today, but I saw it today, that she signed with an agency and that must mean she's going to make other content.
Now, are you not a fan of Tess Coleman from Delish?
I tried to watch some of those to kind of supplant my Bon Appetit hunger.
And
it was okay. But what we're watching now in the food category is we have started watching Binging with Babish, but then he also brought over Sola from Bon Appetit, and she has her own show now.
We did not talk about either Discovery or Amazing Race on the show. Did you watch Discovery finally?
No.
Oh my God, it's so good. You need to get off your fucking ass and watch Discovery. It's so good.
I don't like to watch shows a week at a time. Generally,
so good.
Generally,
this season of Discovery is so good.
Also, here's a problem. I'm going to watch it, but here's the problem. Yes. Mark is not really a big fan. And he and I are like tied together most of the time. So it's hard for me to find time to watch TV shows.
Okay, what did you think about Next? Did you go and check out Next?
Yeah, we're watching that. We like it, actually. Well, I like it. We're watching it.
I like it.
I mean, I didn't quiz him afterwards, but...
And we kinda the gay couple is quickly becoming very annoying in The Amazing Race. They are becoming very annoying.
I haven't watched... So what will happen is we'll catch up over the weekend on some of that stuff. So we'll probably watch Amazing Race tomorrow.
Can't believe you're not watching Star Trek Discovery.
I will.
It's so good.
I mean, I don't need to like, you know, they don't delete them, you know, 2 days after they're released or anything. They stay. I can watch them. I'm rewatching West Wing and it's like 20 years old or something. Did you watch the reading that they did?
No, I do not have HBO. That is not currently on my subscription.
What? Who's your cellular carrier?
Mint. My boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. And you don't have cable, so no, you wouldn't have it. So we don't have HBO. We have AT&T.
Yes.
And if you are an AT&T cellular customer, mm-hmm. you get HBO Max for free.
I mean, much like Discovery that you're going to binge later, we will watch it later. We will get HBO Max when Succession comes back and like some other shows that we watch. And then when we drop CBS All Access, we'll pick up HBO Max for those periods. And then we'll drop that and pick up CBS All Access when something else comes out. So it's like we don't keep subscriptions that we're not watching. So we,
well, that one's free for us. Because
free for us is Amazon and Prime. So Amazon and Disney are free for us. Mm. So because we prepaid for 3 years of Disney Plus for like $4 a month, and Amazon Prime, we get so much stuff shipped here that it's worth it just for the shipping. And so the video stuff is just
free. Do you both have an Amazon Prime or just one of you?
No, just one, a household one. And then so the only thing we're really paying for right now is Netflix, Sling, and CBS All Access. And we're paying for Sling because that's the only way we can get MSNBC. And I'm sorry, we are also paying for Hulu because we are watching Star.
You don't have to be sorry. Hulu's a fine service.
No, yeah. That's where I found Next and some other stuff. But yeah, so we have Hulu right now. But when I drop either CBS or Hulu, then I'll pick up HBO Max. I don't like to.
I don't even know what we have, to be honest. But what I can recall is we have YouTube TV.
Yes.
I'm also paying for YouTube Red or something.
No, you get that for free. You get YouTube Premium when you have YouTube TV.
I feel like I don't. I feel like I have two different subscriptions.
You're right. You don't. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Then, because that's the commercial.
So it's no longer called YouTube Red, but it's now just called YouTube Premium.
Yeah, whatever. I get commercial free.
Right.
And now, then.
Do you pay for Spotify?
Mark pays for Spotify.
You should drop Spotify and just use YouTube Music because that's included in your YouTube Premium subscription. So you
Well, that's him. He likes Spotify. Okay. So I don't listen to Spotify.
Okay, great.
Anyway.
Guys, if you could see the look on his face.
No, I'm just saying just that's
like,
Mark.
He's like, he was like looking at me like, peasant? That's...
No.
That comes from a different budget, peasant. Don't talk to me about the money.
I don't control his subscriptions. I'm not gonna... Like, I can't go in there and be like, Boyfi, I think you're wasting money. Use this YouTube thing. He likes really Spotify.
Because Zach has Spotify and I have YouTube.
Then we also have Apple Plus or whatever it's called.
I bought an iPad, so I have a year of Apple Plus for free.
We have Disney Plus.
Yes.
We have Hulu. We have CBS All Access.
Yes.
I think that's it.
Apple TV. TV is what we have.
Yeah, Apple TV, whatever it is. The Apple thing.
Yeah.
So we have Apple, we have Disney, we have Hulu, we have CBS, we have Netflix. I forgot about that one. We have YouTube TV. I have YouTube Prime. He has Spotify. And there are a million other things I pay for that are not TV related.
Oh, yeah. Well, I pay $20 a month in...
I have an Adobe membership.
Patreon stuff.
I have Patreon. I have this 3D modeling site. I pay a subscription to that.
Wow.
to get... And I'm not even using it. I have a resume site that I keep forgetting to cancel that helps you do your resume that I used like 4 years ago and I never canceled it. I have lynda.com.
Jesus. Okay.
I'm paying for Audible, but I have so many credits stacked up now that they're telling me.
Yeah, I need to go and like fight. You should just do the same thing I'm doing, which is just, I'm just getting suggestions for books to clear out my credits and then I'm canceling it because it's like, yeah. Adobe subscription, is that a thing? Ask TB. So we're talking about the Adobe Creative Suite, which includes basically all of the Adobe apps. So you don't have to individually buy any, you just have all the Adobe apps. So that's...
Now, in Photoshop, my defense...
Premiere, After Effects, Audition, Character Animator, PDF. It's like every possible Adobe things.
In my defense.
Yes.
That is the one... Well, Netflix. Look, Netflix we use all the time. Hulu we use all the time. Like, yes. Those two we consistently. YouTube TV, we also use a lot because there's a couple of stations like the CW that there's no streaming service you can get their stuff on.
That's why we use an over-the-air antenna for those. We get all of the major networks over the antenna. So we have a Tableau that pulls all those in.
Yeah, I know.
That's not a subscription, though.
We don't want to go to their crappy website and like be limited to like, they have all just this.
Throw up an antenna.
I know.
My God, they're super cheap.
We have an antenna, but then we have to buy one of those.
Tableaus?
Tableau things. And
okay, but honestly, it's HD and it cuts the commercials out for you. It's great. I love my Tableau. It was a one time $250. One time. That's it. And you're done. And you own it for life.
I also have a Microsoft 365 subscription.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And I also...
You're barking up the wrong tree here, TB. We're both software developers. And we both like to keep the latest editions. I was like, subscriptions are the best.
I also have I pay for Google Drive because I want more storage. Yeah. No, I like software subscriptions. I understand in the long run, if you're the type of person who's going to buy software once and be perfectly happy with that version of the software for 10 years or something. But there are two things that I don't like. First of all, I never liked paying hundreds or thousands of dollars for a piece of software.
Yeah, you would buy Photoshop for $600.
Like,
but you could get like Photoshop Elements, just like the shitty version for like $100 or something.
And then that's it. You only get that version. So next year when they come out with the new version.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's another. And I understand if you added up the cost of the subscription, it probably would be cheaper to buy it outright, but there is that shock of that high sticker price. Like Adobe used to charge, like if you wanted the suite of tools, it'd be like $1,500 or something. Yeah. It's crazy. And then, so if you add it up, you're right. But you don't get, I mean, they do like monthly upgrades. So when you get you get new features like every month.
Yeah.
And I like getting new features.
But the thing is though, is like, I don't advocate that everyone gets the Adobe Suite. That's crazy. But for what I do with podcast and the YouTube channel and Photoshop and, you know, things that I use in the Adobe Suite, it's well worth it for me. I use these tools all the time. It's like, this is what I use every single day. I'm using Premiere or Audition, sometimes for work, sometimes for not. You know, so it's like, that's well worth it to have those things. It's like my Office 365 subscription is completely through work. I don't pay for that. That's just the subscription that I get through work. But as someone who's, you know, in the IT department that handles that for the rest of the company, that's the most economical way to go, to make sure that every single person at work has access to all of the tools that they need without having to go and install things or whatever. You're basically, you know, you're just paying per head. So it's like, we have a corporate account that's just basically like all of our employees have access to cloud-based
now,
everything that we have.
I don't know if the math works out, so TB will probably wipe the floor with me when he does the math. However.
All right. But the math will always work out for businesses. And it's like, and that's usually where these things happen.
But
it's like, if personally, like I would never pay for a Microsoft account personally, because I have no need for Word and Excel and everything in my personal life. That's all business stuff. So,
but he just said like 5 minutes ago that he loves Spotify. Now,
yeah.
You could go out and buy those albums and then you would own them. But instead, you're paying a subscription fee for the rest of your life, or however long you want to keep Spotify. Now, the math is probably completely different, but it's a similar thing because we like the most up-to-date software. And for us, having a subscription is like you having a Spotify subscription, I would argue.
Yeah, and there's, you know, these are the tools that you use, right? Yeah. So it's like... When you're using tools to make other money, you know, to make money off of them, then yeah, you pay for the tools, right? Just like a mechanic is going to have tools that cost way more money than you're ever going to spend in your garage for those tools, because they use them all the time. They use them, you know, that's part of their business to use them. I'm glad that you can use Microsoft Word 1998 and still accomplish the job.
But But look, I love Mariah Carey, and I could, and I bought, I bought the album Daydream when she released it, and I could listen to the album Daydream all day long, every day for the rest of my life, and I've purchased it, and that would get the job done. But I want different music, so I do a streaming service. Actually, I don't really care about music all that much, but in your case, I want different music. We want to get the newest features of the software immediately and always be up to date. And for that, the subscription makes the most sense. Plus, Adobe has like, I don't know, probably 20 different applications. And they're all cool. Like, I don't use all of them day to day, but they're all really cool. And if I went out and tried to buy them all, it would be a lot of money. I don't think they even do that anymore, but I think they only do subscription now. But anyway, I love my subscription. Like, I love it. Because I never wanted to put out that much money. Oh, for sure. But I'm a developer, so I don't mind them making money. although I don't develop anything that's sold publicly. But, I mean, I work in the platform team, so all of my stuff is internal. Oh, when you said quick, crazy programming question, I thought, because I had just said I'm a developer, I thought you were talking about programming. I was going to be like, okay, well, a for loop in Java. I don't personally have any special requests. I mean, whatever, everything that you give us is always interesting. So, you know, and we don't expect that you should, you know, if you're busy or whatever, we are grateful for whatever you can do. I do not personally have a special request, but I'm sure Daniel will read that when he comes back. He got up to go get a drink or something. So, I don't know Fortran. I have never, I thought, for fun, I want to learn assembly language. Was it assembly language? I think it was assembly language. But I never did it, but I thought it would be fun. But maybe when I retire, you know, and I have a lot of extra time, I'll go. Now, Mark knows COBOL. Mark, my boyfriend, Mark. He knows COBOL.
I don't know COBOL.
Yeah, Mark knows COBOL.
Oh, at least somebody me.
No, right. Mark does.
There was something I was going to... we need to make a thing.
I want to go check and see if he's gone to bed yet and make sure he's not killing himself when he tries to turn the fireplace off.
Okay.
And then I'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
But Cyclone did ask a question at 12:10 a.m. that you may want to answer.
Quick, crazy programming question for next week. Anything in particular for Halloween? Email me this weekend because I'll be traveling. I know Fortran, be careful. What? I don't understand. Quick, crazy programming question for next week. Oh, programming as in the thing. Oh, is there anything in particular for Halloween? I don't think so. I don't think we've never really done holiday shows. Halloween is my birthday. Oh, happy birthday. Do we do anything for Halloween? We really don't do anything for Halloween. This is Halloween. Everybody sit and scream. Yeah. We're good. Yes, subscription models make a lot of money, and that's why people do it. I mean, started with video games, right? Actually, it started before that. But But from a, yeah, the random apps on your phone, subscription stuff, yeah, I know. And it's everybody feels like they're nickel and diming too. Especially like the thing that pisses me off is on Patreon, like people will like have this really like silly YouTube channel. Like, and they have a Patreon, and I'll go over and look at their Patreon. It's like the minimum that you can do is like $20. I'm just like, I'm not going to pay you $20 a month to make YouTube videos. That's just not going to happen. It's like, there should always be a dollar tier. It's like, I'm happy to chip you a dollar. I can give a lot of people a dollar. You know, it's like tipping a drag queen or whatever. I can give them a dollar. That's great. But it's like, I don't want to like go in for like $50 a month or $20 a month. It's like, yeah. Patreon and similar are all dying. Actually, Patreon's making quite a bit.
I love subscriptions. In anything.
I feel like it's a mindset, though, because the reason that I like subscriptions is because it's 2020 and it's super easy to cancel them. So it's like a lot of times I will subscribe to something and cancel it on the same day. So it's like WoW Presents. Like there'll be something stupid on WoW Presents I want to watch, and I'll be like, okay, well, it's $4 for the month subscription, so I'll pay the $4, and then, you know, like I'll watch the thing that I wanted to watch and then immediately go and cancel my subscription. And I have 30 more days to watch the thing, but at least I'm not going to get rebilled for it or whatever. And it's like, so to me, it's like, okay, that's like going on Amazon and just buying the episode for $3 or whatever. It's like, okay, I'll pay $4 for this thing I want to see and then cancel it immediately. But I rarely, it's like, I don't keep my subscriptions going. Like we rotate them around here. Like we have lists of shows that we want to watch. And when a list gets big enough for a service to pick up, then we'll drop another service and pick up that service and watch things off that list and work it down some. And then, you know, in the meantime, we're adding things to other lists. And so we try not to have, you know, too many subscriptions going at once.
Well, yeah, I'm probably not 100% responsible with my money. No. But...
Adam, you are like the dinkiest dink that ever dinked.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It's you don't know what dink means?
Oh, double income, no kids?
Yes. It's like all the money that you spend on these things in, you know, all these other people, oh, you're just throwing your money away and everything. It's like, I guarantee you, if you have kids, you're spending shit tons of money on stupid things that are things that you would find stupid. It's well, like... You have to buy Bobby some new golf cleats because he's going to go play for the golf team at school, and you got to buy him some new putters, and you got to buy, it's like...
I'm not saying that it's right, because all of these little ancillary things that I spend money on, sure, I could be putting that money in stocks, and when I retire, probably have a whole lot more money than I'm going to have. On the other hand... I pay off my credit cards every 2 weeks. I have zero debt other than my car. And I have a very nice stock portfolio. You know, I have both restricted stock units that I get every year and a big 401k. So I'm not doing horrible.
Horribly.
But sure, horribly. But I could do better. You know.
The thing, all right, so Patreon will plateau when it's...
Oh my God, we're back to Patreon again?
This is an important point, because a business being successful does not necessarily mean that it's going to be an attractive stock price or whatever. It's just like, don't get fooled in this thing like if Patreon doesn't grow every single year that they're somehow not making money. It's like, yeah, they can plateau and still make a shitload of money. It's just like, by not growing, they don't have to hire more staff, right? It's like they can level out their costs and whatnot. It's like, so like say Patreon is basically in the microtransaction business and has a website. So it's like, you've got what, 20 or 30 people to run Patreon? I don't know that you would need many more than that. 20 or 30 people to run Patreon, and they're bringing in billions of dollars. So just saying, it's not like a manual labor. Like you have to like go out and spawn. It's like you know, every time that you pay someone a dollar on Patreon, Patreon takes 25 cents of it.
Credit cards have transaction fees.
Yes, I know.
You ever go into a like a mom and pop store and they're like, you have to buy $10 worth of peanuts to use your credit card or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, okay, well, I'll just go across the street.
Yeah.
And I'll use my credit card over there.
I hate that, too. It's just like, then just charge me another dollar. I don't care. It's just like, we do that at gas stations, right? There's a charge for, there's some gas stations will give you less money if you pay cash or whatever. It's like, whatever. The thing about, what was I going to say? The thing about the subscriptions from the other side, though, TB, is that when you work for a software company, you know, if you have a subscription, then you have money coming in that you can fund future versions of your software with, as opposed to the old way, which was like you'd make some money off of a software and then, you know, you had to like kind of maybe pay people off of that and whatnot. And if the next version that you came out with wasn't as popular as that one, then you couldn't like keep bankrolling your developers to actually make something that would bring you back out of that hole. It's like, so it's like subscriptions is just a way to level out your AR so that it's like, okay, we've got people out here. So instead of them paying us $600 once a year, we're just going to charge them 10 bucks, you know, 30 bucks a month. But that 30 bucks a month is now a constant stream of revenue that we have coming in here.
I will say this.
So someone who makes their money off software, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I will say this. So, you know, the point about patches and stuff used to be free. It's expensive to create and update software. I mean, I work on a platform team, but we have to have teams of developers to go in and work the defect tickets and, you know, fix the code. And, you know, you have to have people like product owners to go out and get the feature requests and figure out like what the new features should be in the new version, like me. And you have to have, you know, it's expensive, you know, millions of dollars a year for some applications. And so if you like, it just is not sustainable to have free patches for most companies. Because they just couldn't pay their developers.
But you know what is possible is for us to give away this podcast for free. But you know what we need to do?
No.
Well, we're giving away for free because we're absorbing the cost of it, right? So it's like
we are giving away for free, but what do we need to do? I don't know.
We need to make a promo.
We
need to make
commercials.
We suck at commercials.
And I feel like we need a script.
Oh, then write us a script.
I can't do that right this second, so I guess we're going to have to wing it if you want something done tonight. I just feel like
I was going to do it, and you just walked right over top.
Oh, I was about to eat a bite of ice cream. Sorry. Wait. What are we promoing?
We're promoing Mix Minus, the podcast called Mix Minus, and the fact that you can find us at mixminuspodcast.com.
Okay, let's workshop this. Play the commercial that the other boys sent us.
The other boys.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing so well.
Yeah,
she's not doing so well.
They've been podcasting for like 3 minutes and they had a great sounding commercial. We've been podcasting for like ever. And quick, we need a script.
Okay, let me find it here. She's not doing so well commercial. Do you want the minute long one or the 30-second one?
Let's listen to the minute long one.
A recipe for disaster, stemming from an unexpected encounter in a Denver Panera.
Oh, I can see that.
Okay, that's reassuring.
She's not doing so well.
Never in my life.
It's an irreverent yet emphatic look at everyday life through an LGBTQ+ lens.
You know what?
What?
Co-host Bobby and Jim, both gay.
He's not gay.
Provide insightful discussions on topics ranging from allyship to mental health while incorporating edgy humor to leave their listeners begging for more.
Wow, your hole is so open.
No. The hole's closed tight. Like,
heart.
It's going to tear. Don't tear it again.
These hour-long episodes delve into commentary and experiences that inspire their audience to transition from surviving to thriving.
Honey, I'm serving looks, and you better be ready.
Guaranteed to make you whole again. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I'll be done. This is it.
Go to shesnotdoingsowell.com or find them on all podcast platforms.
Uh,
I didn't like that one.
That's purchase not required. Void in some states. Prohibited.
That's why
where,
this one. I never played that one. I like. I prefer this one. This is the one that I played. This is the one I like.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
I'm Jim.
And we are She's Not Doing So Well. On Wednesdays, we have a new episode that comes out. Every Wednesday. Not necessarily at noon or like 10, but...
Sometimes she's a little late.
She's a little late, but she's worth it. So make sure you check us out on Apple, Spotify, or any of the major platforms. Also, you can go to shesnotdoingswell.com. Rate us, review us, and follow us.
5 stars, obviously.
Would it be funny if we literally wrote down exactly what they said and then we just said it?
That's some of those inside jokes that we're so famous for, Adam. No, I feel like
talk
look,
like them.
We don't
Hi,
need
I'm
to,
Daniel.
All right, and we don't I'm need Adam. To. We don't need to sell people the universe. We really all we're trying to sell them is, hey, podcast called Mix Minus. You can find us at mixminuspodcast.com.
What about? I like the description I wrote for our show.
Okay.
What do you get when two gay friends who love audio, love tech, love talk radio, and love podcasting get together to live stream once a week? Mm-hmm. You get a podcast with witty banners, witty banter, quizzes, tech talk, pop culture, and more. Add an LGBT spin and you get Mix Minus.
Okay, first of all, you're not being peppy enough.
No, I'm just saying I like the... I think that's a good thing. We could use that as a commercial. We could even... You know what? We could even talk to each other. So we could be like, hey, Daniel... You'd be like, yes, Adam. What do you get when two gay friends who love audio, love tech, love talk radio, and love podcasting get together to live stream once a week?
What do you get when two gay friends who love audio, tech, talk radio, and podcasting get together to live stream once a week? You get a podcast with witty banter, quizzes, tech talk, pop culture, and more. Add an LGBT spin, and you get the Mix Minus podcast. Yeah, see, I mean,
yeah, sure.
I do that like works. What you wrote, but I feel like I just feel the one thing that we do on our show,
yeah,
is that we are transparent. We don't hide behind a lot of gimmicky production. Like, we have really good production, but we don't hide behind gimmicky production. Like, we don't have a soundboard that's just been worn out from the number of times that we smashed, you know, a certain sound effect or whatever, you know, like morning radio, like, you know, like kind of a thing. Like, the production elements that we use are minimal, and yet it is professionally done sound wise. But we've always just been very transparent. Like, we're very transparent with our, we're very open with our audience. That's why we stream live. And I just feel like doing a produced commercial for that flies in the face of that. I don't care that it's like rambly and all over the place. That's fine. That's us. We are rambling all over the place.
Okay. Let's try.
Hi.
Wait, before we do it. Give me a framework.
Again,
can I have the bullet points? Like, what are we trying to
points.
What are we trying to cover?
We do a podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Mix Minus. It's at mixminuspodcast.com.
Do we want to say when we live stream?
I feel like we don't need to sell them everything, because if these. So the idea here is that this is going to get played on another podcast. Mm-hmm. That podcast may not be live streaming all the time, and their listeners may not understand, what do you mean live stream? Like, what do you mean go to pride48.com to listen? I don't understand what that means. It's like, so I feel like it's all within the, if you're listening to another podcast, then you know how to download a podcast. So it's like, as long as we give them the basic information that they need to find us in a directory, which is Mix Minus.
Should we explain what a podcatcher is? So we're giving our names, And we're saying we do a podcast.
Because that is true.
Every week. And you can listen to that podcast at mix-podcast.com.
You can listen to it wherever you find your pod, you know, find wherever you downloaded the podcast you're listening to right now. You can also find Mix Minus. Or you can go to mix-podcast.com.
Just give me like, just give me an example. Like, pretend you're both of us.
Hi, I'm Daniel. And I'm Adam. And we do a podcast every week called Mix Minus. We call it that because that's what we call it. It's like, okay, well, it's a show where we talk about our lives and stuff and technology and cool stuff and things that we like and other things. And you can get our podcast the same place that you got the podcast that you're listening to right now. Just search for Mix Minus or go to mix-podcast.com.
But not the one with...
with Matthew McConaughey.
With Matthew McGonagall.
Professor McGonagall.
That's going to be kind of confusing because there is another Mixed Minus. Okay, okay, I'll try it. I'm not recording anything, though. Should I be recording something?
Yes, please.
Okay, I need to put the SD card back in.
I mean, you don't have to. I'm recording here. I can record. I mean, I'm getting your audio.
Well, I mean, I'm recording, but not the pristine audio.
Hello from the other side. I don't even know that song. I don't know why I'm trying to sing it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Mix Minus promo, take one. Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Adam.
And we do a podcast called Mix Minus.
Mix Minus is a podcast where a couple of friends get together once a week. Damn it!
Who are these friends? Are they are us. We the friends? Oh, we get to the and we talk about tech.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Audio, pop culture,
sex.
You get quizzes wrong every single week. And
because you ask me sports questions, but that's okay. You know what? You can find our podcast anywhere that you can find other fine podcasts. Like even the place that you found the podcast you're listening to right now.
Or at mix-podcast.com.
So Crone says that any random 30 seconds out of the past conversation would work better than a scripted clip.
Actually,
you committed to riffing and then immediately you turned and started reading from a script. Ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, he is shoveling ice cream into his
and a cookie. Mouth.
Did you not eat dinner?
I did. I just wanted a cookie and ice cream.
Oh, okay. No. Cookies are for closers, Adam.
I lose no script.
Okay. Well, we'll do another one as soon as Adam quits eating.
But what am I supposed to say?
No, you're fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're refining. It's a process here. Let's do another. But well, I'll wait for you to finish chewing and swallowing.
I love swallowing. Cyclone said I should start.
Okay, go ahead.
Me.
You.
Okay, I'm ready. Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Daniel.
And we do a podcast called Mix Minus.
We do. We talk about technology and things that happen in our lives and food and sex and porn and, oh my God, I can't get out of this rut.
And you get quizzes wrong all the time. Every single week.
I get quizzes wrong because you ask me stupid questions. But you know what? You can find our podcast, Mix Minus, by searching for it wherever you find your other podcasts, like even the one you're listening to right now.
And... at mix-podcast.com.
Or you could go to.
Or you could go to mix-podcast.com.
All right. One of those, I'm just going to slap it together.
We also did another one.
I know, but we just rambled on. It was so hard. It was so hard to do the thing. I feel like, you know what? If I'm going to do a scripted one, I could probably just take clips of our show and you, then just add in a Taylor at the end. Taylor.
You could do that like the beginning of the Adam and Maddie show where we had clips.
Yes.
My ass is so tight, I couldn't fit a Tic Tac.
Ugh. Gerkargenacken is the moment when dog poop turns white.
That's from Golden Girls.
That was also from the intro to the Adam and Maddie show.
Is it? No.
Yes.
Really?
Really?
I don't know.
Why would you say it like that?
Really?
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 Really? Do I have it? Do I have the Adam and Maddie show thing? No.
I don't either. Because
I have the podcast I did with Gene.
Because I've lost the recordings.
Hi, this is Daniel.
And this is Jean.
And welcome to Wowcahol, the show that is carrying two extra passengers.
Oh, that's the same as our commercial. Hi, this is Daniel.
I know, I do that with everything, don't I? I do that with everything. What did we used to do on Live It Up? What was that? What was that all about?
You probably did.
Hi, this is Daniel.
And this is Wes.
Let's see.
Come in. Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter,
oh my God.
I'd have hired a band.
Keep going.
Grand band in the land.
How much of this fucking song are you going to play?
Letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to... Wow, that was loud. Welcome to Live It Up, the podcast. I suck at starting the show.
I'm Daniel.
I really do. I'm Daniel Brewer, and I am joined, of course, by the co-host from the West Coast. That kind of rhymes, but not really. It's Miss Wes. Hi. Wow, that was back when he was Miss Wes. This is back in 2009.
You could do, well, I know we already did too. I was just thinking, you could do like a faux intro to the podcast.
What was this one?
Yes!
That almost sounded like yes, sir, didn't it? Kind of a throwback there to the... See, my intros have gotten better over the years. I had some shitty ones out there.
You could do like a faux intro to Mix Minus with a little ramble and then a find our show at mixminuspodcast.com.
Maddie exploded in the guest bathroom last night.
It was disgusting.
Who is this Shaquanda and why does she show up in all of our episodes?
I worked with a girl named Shaquanda at the bank.
Gerkargenacken is the precise moment
when
the
dog
poop turns white.
Yeah.
See, I talk about white people too. Whatever.
Just some of the most fucked up shit.
I don't usually like to talk about our sexual escapades.
What? Horrible. What? Horrible. What? Horrible.
What?
Disgusting.
And if we have an orgy at the new Adam and Maddie show lair, it's going to involve us and half a person.
Sticking electricity up your ass is not something Jesus intended for us to do.
Why do people feel like they are entitled to just walk up to the front of the line when we've all been waiting here for like 15 minutes? The Adam and Maddie Show is a green show, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, I am so sick of this tree-loving, hippie-ass, peace, Janis Joplin crap.
Magic.
When he wasn't angry, he was funny sometimes.
Look at me, I'm Vera Charles. I'm a hoity-toity kind of lass. Oh, you know it's true. I open up my big old yap. I speak my mind and take no crap. Once in a while, I speak out of my ass. Oh, my dear and precious lovies, so sorry.
Oh, was that? Did you start with the big? You didn't start with the Adam and Maddie thing at the beginning of that, did you?
No, I played that. Oh, okay. I clicked on it.
And TB, this is what's known as a walk down memory lane.
Yeah, Cyclone is really trying to help us with the intro. We're done. We're done. I'm going to make a commercial out of that tragic piece of logorrhea that we
well, actually, you said we should just vamp.
I know. I agree. But I'm recording this whole thing.
You know, for some reason, the vamping at the beginning of the show generally is better than when you tell me to vamp.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Like, I'm not good on cue. I can vamp, and I can feed you stuff, and like other than last week where you're like, you're not giving me anything, Burns. You're not giving me anything. Normally I can, but if you say, okay, Adam, in 3, 2, and then I'm like, what do I say?
It's time for the show. The Female Lesbian Show with
and Heidi.
And Heidi.
What? I could even say, no, that wouldn't be good. What is the exact number of words in the best podcast in the world? 16,798.
Wow. That is
not the best podcast in the world. Codpest?
Codpest? What the fuck is a codpest?
I don't know.
Do, 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 do. All right, you've uploaded files?
I have. I was going to say...
Yeah, I mean, we do have Scott available. Like, we could just have Scott read something.
We could. I think the best thing to do... But you didn't want something overproduced. But I think...
Like this.
Howdy doody. Your Auntie Vera Charles back again. Did you survive the magical, mystical world of Wowcahol? Well, if you did, it's time for Dangerous and Lovely on Pride 48.
I mean, not to assign you work, but I do kind of like having an announcer and then having interspersed clips of us saying witty things.
Yeah, I can do that.
I just have to
go find us saying witty things.
We say all kinds of witty things. There was the bit about the catfish biting my toe in the lake or whatever. I mean, that was witty. What do you say that's witty?
Oh, the shade of it all. There's that thing that I said that was really witty. What is it that you say that's witty? I can't think of anything right now. I can't think of anything right now that you've ever said that's
there's
witty.
There's so much that it's not coming to my mind at the moment, but, you talked about,
How many episodes of DI did we do?
The woman at the ballot box? I don't know. 200? Two something?
Yeah. What is that? Oh, it's a cookie.
So this would have been... Oh, wait. This isn't us. This is the original DI. 2009.
Get her on the Tayphone.
Tayphone.
On Tayphone.
Did we start like that? We didn't have a theme song? Or did we just do... We wrapped a pre-show into the thing, maybe?
I don't know what you did.
I don't either. That's why I was curious.
I used to... I did listen. Oh, I was going to explain. So, TB, the...
There we go. Okay, go ahead.
What? The little bit that Daniel played with me and another guy saying really absurd things was my first podcast in the world.
It was called The Adam and Matty Show.
Because I'm very creative with titles.
And it starred Adam...
And Matty.
And Matty.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of a Howard Stern-esque level of content.
It was a Howard Stern thing if Howard Stern was like a raging alcoholic and basically would get meaner the drunker
he got. And two sexually adventurous younger gay guys.
All right. I think we're done.
Are your batteries juiced?
My battery's juiced.
Are you running low?
When you were tired and you...
The vape is kicking in?
No. Vapes. No, I mean, today was a work day. So, I mean, I was up early today. So, it's like now almost 2 a.m. here. Say goodnight to the chat room, Adam.
Goodnight, chat room.
Good night, chat room. We love it. Wait, what is this?
We've enjoyed you all.
What is this video?
We hope you have enjoyed us as well. I don't know.
No.
Play it on YouTube. I don't even know who these are. Who is this?
I don't know. Good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.